The following is a class on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 33, Text 14, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaurgovind Swami Maharaj, recorded on the 2nd of November 1990 at New Govardhan Farming Community, Mwilambar, Australia.
Narayanam Namaskrutyam. नरस्तैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये वेदिरामायणेश्चैव पुराणे भारते तथा अद्युचन्ति च मध्ये च हरिः सर्वत्र गीयते मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यत्कृपास्तमं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणि परमानन्दमाधवम् अनर्थोपशमं साक्षात् भक्तिजोगं अधोक्ष्यते लोकस्याजानतो विद्वंश्चक्री सात्वतसंहितां यस्यां वैश्रूयमाणायां कृष्णे परमपुरुषे भक्तिरुत्पद्यति पुंसः शोकमोहोभयापहा निगमकल्पतरर्गणितं फलं शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतम् पीबत भागवत रसमालयं मुरहो रसिका भुविभावुका श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणममलं यद्वैष्णवानां प्रियं यस्मिन् पारमहंस्यमेकं परं गीयते तत्र ज्ञानविरागभक्तिसहितं नैष्कर्म्यमाविष्कृतं तच्छृणन् सुपठन् विचारण परो भक्त्या विमुच्ये नर अर्थोऽयं ब्रह्मसूत्राणां भारतार्थो विनिर्णय गायत्री भाष्यरूपसु वेदार्थो परिबृहीत सर्ववेदेतिहासानं सारं सारं समुद्धृतं सर्ववेदान्तसारं हि श्रीमद्भागवतमिष्यति तद्रसामृततृप्तस्य नान्यत्र सिद्ध्यति क्वचित् कृष्णभक्तिरसस्वरूप श्रीभागवत ताते वेदशास्त्र हिते परम महत्व चारि वेद उपनिषदे यत किछु हय তার অর্থ লইয়া ব্যাস করিল সঞ্চয় যেই সূত্রে যেই রূপ বিষয় বচন ভাগবতে সেই রূপ শ্লোক নিবন্ধন জীবের নিস্তার লাগি সূত্র কইল ব্যাস মায়াবাদী ভাষ্য শুনিলে হয় সর্বনাশ যাও ভাগবত পড়ো বৈষ্ণবের স্থানে একান্ত আশ্রয় করো চৈতন্য চরণে ভাগবত যে না মানে সে যবন সম তার শাস্তা আছে জন্মে জন্মে প্রভু যম শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ইজ দি লাস্ট ফ্রুট সুইটেস্ট ফ্রুট অল জুইসি ফ্রুট ভেরি নাইস অফ দি বেদিক ট্রি নিগম কল্পতর গণিতম ফলম সুখ মুখাদ অমৃত দ্রব সংযুতম এগেন সুখদেব গোস্বামী That means it has come out from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukha in English we say, a bird is parrot, is Sukha. Generally, and especially, the parrot tastes that fruit which is very, very sweet. And after the tasting of parrot, that fruit becomes more sweet. Similarly, The Srimad Bhagavatam has come out from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. This is all nectar. Bhagavata Amrita. Amrita means nectar. Very sweet, all juicy. Do you understand? We find a juicy fruit here in material world. Have you not seen any juicy fruit here? Huh? Nobody has seen? Any juicy fruit? Mango. Mango is a juicy fruit, isn't it? No mango here? Here? Available? no life. But mango has its skin over it and a big seed inside. But this sweet fruit have no skin, no seed. No skin, no seed. Only juice. Very tasty. Very sweet juice. You may taste it from the beginning, in the beginning or in the end or in the middle. Wherever you taste it, it's all sweet juice. This is such a Srimad Bhagavatam. But one should, you should know it very well. Don't be so selfish to taste it yourself only. No, 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 no. Don't be so selfish. Aswadei rasikei saha. Aswadei rasikei saha. This is the most important thing. This nectar, this juicy fruit, the sweet juice, only can be tasted in the association of devotees. Those who have developed taste for it. Do you understand? Those who have developed taste for it. So you taste this juicy fruit, such nectarian fruit, in the association of such devotees. Then you will really have its taste. Otherwise, if you become selfish, no, 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 I won't give to anybody. I will taste myself. You're so selfish person. Don't become so selfish. Aswadi rasikei saha. This has been said. This is the most important thing. Then you can really taste it. And develop this taste also. More and more and more and more. You understand? In the history of the world, you'll never find such thing. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Only by hearing. One may not do any sadhana, anything, nothing. Only if he hears Srimad Bhagavatam daily, as a regular habit, only hears from the authoritative source, from the lips of a bona fide Vaishnava, Acharya, Bhagavata, he can achieve supreme perfection very easily, very easily. You understand? You see, Parikshit Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. You understand? He's a great devotee also, very dear devotee of Lord Krishna. Anyhow, he was cursed by a brahmachari, that he will die within 7 days. The great snake, Takshaka, will come and bite him and he will die. You understand? So he could know it. Because he was a devotee, so he could know that my death is imminent. I have only 7 days time. Only 7 days. How can I achieve supreme perfection within this short time? He gave up everything, all his great empire, all wealth, everything, all opulence, everything he gave up, came to the bank of Ganges, sat down there, and underwent very great severe austerity and took a very strong vow for this 7 days. You'll never take any food, you'll never sleep. No sleeping, no eating. Took this vow, sat down there. All great rishis, devarsis, brahmarsis, rajarsis, all great saints, they all came down. Because Sudan emperor gave up ruling, gave up his kingdom, his empire. During his reign, there was no disturbances, no revolution, no fighting. No quarreling, nothing. All were leading very peaceful and happy life. They were ruling in such a way. So all came up there. So Parikshit Maharaj asked them one question. You are all assembled, saints, sadhus, rishis. Will you kindly instruct me? What shall I do now? I have only 7 days time. How can I achieve the supreme perfection in life within this short time? Can you instruct me? You understand? And it is said, different sadhus, different munis, different philosophers, they have different philosophies. That is, nana muninkaro nana mata. Different philosophers have different philosophies. Different munis have different opinions. They say differently. Some say you must take up this bow. Some say you do this sacrifice. Some say you may do some charity. Some say you may have this Vedic study. Like this, differently. You may worship Lord Vishnu or Krishna or something, that or that. Differently they say. Nothing was decided what to do. At last Sukadev Goswami came. He was a young boy, 16 years old. So that question was asked to him. Sukadev Goswami says, you listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha. Listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha. Unanimously, it was approved. Yes, that's right. You understand? Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sukadev Goswami became Acharya. All accepted him as an Acharya of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he spoke continuously for 7 days. And Parikshit Maharaj was hearing with concentrated attention for 7 days. All were hearing there. Those were all assembled there. Even Srila Vyasadeva was there, Narada Muni was there, all were there. All of them were hearing from Sukadev Goswami. You understand? And by hearing, jasyaṁ vai śrīyamānāyaṁ kṛṣṇe parama puruṣe bhakti rutpadyate puṁsa soka moho vayāpaha. Most important. Only by hearing Srimad Bhāgavatam, very easily you can develop this Krishna bhakti. Krishna parama puruṣe bhakti rutpadyate. You can develop bhakti unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Soka moha bhaya paha. If you develop this bhakti, Krishna bhakti, all your material lamentations, delusions, miseries, fears, all will go. You'll be fearless. No lamentation, no unhappiness, no misery, no delusion. This material world is filled with all these things. Material miseries, lamentation, delusions, isn't it? Unhappiness, fear, all are in a fearful state. Every step, every moment, all are in a fearful state. What will happen? The next fight. Why? Why? Why there is fear? What is the reason of fear? Can avoid. Huh? Why there is fear? What is the reason of fear? Huh? You don't know? But you are in a fearful state. Every moment. Oh, what will happen? What will happen to me? What will happen to my wife? What will happen to my children? What will happen to my country? Isn't it? All are in a fearful state. And why this fear is there? What is the reason? Srimad, getting Krishna. Forgetting Krishna. Bhayam dityabhinivesatasyat. Bhagavatam says. Bhayam dityabhinivesatasyat. Second, you have your attention other than Krishna in some material objects. It's ditya vinivesa. Therefore you are in such a state, fearful state. If you just pay your attention, concentrate on Krishna, no fear. You understand? No fear at all. No. Because the lotus feet of Krishna is a satyaplas, abhaya, ashoka, abhaya, amrutera sthala, tomara charanandvaya. You understand? Abhaya, ashoka, amrutera sthala, tomara charanandvaya. Oh Lord Krishna, your lotus feet. It's a place where there is no fear, no lamentation, no death also. You understand? Amruta, no death. No death, no lamentation, no fear. If someone can take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, such a place, then he'll free from all lamentation, all delusion, all fear. And also he can conquer death. And only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam you can develop such bhakti. You understand? It can develop. Sthane sthita sruti gataṁ tanubhāṁ manobhīt te prāyaso jīta jīta apyasista istri lukyāṁ. Said by, statement given by Lord Brahma. You understand? Sthane sthita sruti gataṁ tanubhāṁ manobhīt te prāyaso jīta jīta apyasista istri lukyāṁ. No need of changing position, Baba. No need at all. In whatever position you are, be there. Be there. No need of changing position. If someone is in brahmacharya ashram, let him be there. No need. If someone in grihastha ashram, let him be there. No need to change. If someone is in vanaprastha ashram, let him be there. No need of changing. If someone in sannyasa ashram, jatibrata, let him be there. Whatever position one is, let him be there. No need of it. Only do one thing. Only hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Only hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Sruti gataṁ tanubhāṁ manobhi japraya sabhi ajita jita pyasita trilokyāṁ. If you only hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the authoritative source, you can develop such bhakti, supreme bhakti, parabhakti. Thereby you can conquer the unconquerable. Ajita jita. You understand? Krishna is unconquerable. Upper, middle and lower plantar system. Trilokyam. Krishna is unconquerable. But you can conquer him. You can conquer the unconquerable only if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Only hear. Without changing your position. Such is the result of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Nityo Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityo Bhagavata Sevaya is daily activity. It's daily. As eating is your daily activity, sleeping is your daily activity, isn't it? Retiring is your daily activity. This is daily activity. Nityo Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day. One should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Dui sthane bhagavator naam suna jai. Eko grantha bhagavato or eko bhakta bhagavato. You understand? You'll hear the name of Bhagavat in two places. Isn't it? What are those two places? No. Yes? Yes. Lagadi Prabhu knows well, you see. Grantha bhagavato and bhakta bhagavato. Devotee Bhagavata, scripture, and devotee Bhagavata. A devotee is also known as Bhagavata because his embodiment of Bhagavata. The Bhagavatattva has taken a form. That's the devotee Bhagavata, Bhakta Bhagavata. Jao Bhagavata Poro Vaishnavero Sthane Ekanta Asraya Karo Chaitanya Charane. You understand? If you want to study Bhagavata, hear Bhagavata, go! Go to a Vaishnava, a Bhakta Bhagavata, and hear from him. Hear from him. You understand? Ekanta asraya karo chaitanya charane. Completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he gives bhakti yoga. You understand? This is stated. All right. What is the verse? Written? 14th chapter. 33rd chapter. Text 14. Third canto. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 33, text 14. Abhiknava abhiknava gaho kapisan jatilan kutilalokan atmanang chogra tapasa bibhrati शीर्णं कृसां अभिक्ष्णवावगाहो कपिसान् जटिलान् कुटिलानलकान् आत्मानं चोग्रतपसा बिभ्रति चीर्णं कृशं। प्लीज रिपीट अगेन अगेन। अवगाह बाय बेदिंग कपीसान ग्रे जटिलान मैटेड कुटील कर्ड अलकान हेयर आत्मान हर बॉडी छ एंड उग्र तपसा बाय सीवियर स्ट्रीटिस बिभ्रति बिकेम चीर्णम क्लॉथ्ड इन रैग्स क्रूसम थी अविक्षणावगाह कपीसान जटिलान कुटिलानलकान आत्मानं चुग्रतपसा बिभ्रति चीर्णं कृशं। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। सी बिगैन टू बेथ थ्री टाइम्स डेली एंड दॉस हर कर्लिंग ब्लैक हेयर ग्रेजुअली बिकेम ग्रे ड्यू टू ऑस्टेरिटी हर बॉडी ग्रेजुअली बिकेम थीन एंड सी वोर ओल्ड गारमेंट्स। प्लीज रिपीट द ट्रांसलेशन। She began to bathe three times daily, and thus her curling black hair gradually became grey. Due to austerity, her body gradually became thin, and she wore old garments. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is the practice of the yogi, brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasi to bathe at least three times daily, early in the morning, during noon time and in the evening. These principles are strictly followed even by some grihasthas, especially brahmanas, who are elevated in spiritual consciousness. Devahuti was a king's daughter and almost a king's wife also. Although Kardamuni was not a king, by his yogic mystic power he accommodated Devahuti very comfortably in a nice palace with maid servants and all opulence. But since she had learned austerity even in the presence of her husband, there was no difficulty for her to be austere. Still, because her body underwent severe austerity after the departure of her husband and son, she became thin. To be too fat is not very good for spiritually advanced life. Rather, one should reduce, because if one becomes fat, it is an impediment to progress in spiritual understanding. One should be careful not to eat too much, sleep too much, or remain in a comfortable position, voluntarily accepting some penances and difficulties. One should take less food and less sleep. These are the procedures for practicing any kind of yoga, whether bhakti yoga, jnana yoga or hatha yoga. This bhav says about the austerity, severe austerity, observed by Devahuti, wife of Kardamuni, mother of Lord Kapila. You see, one thing is said, she began to bathe three times daily, and thus her curling black hair gradually became grey. Due to austerity, her body gradually became thin, and she wore old garments. What is the need? What is the need of such austerity or tapasya? This is the question. Why Devahuti underwent such austerity, such tapasya? Why? It is said you are the son of, you are the daughter of a king. You understand? And also, the wife of a king, but Kardamuni, the wife of Kardamuni, but Kardamuni was not a king. But here, my revered spiritual master Srila Prabhupada said here, though Kardamuni was not a king, by his yogic mystic power, he accommodated Devahuti very comfortably in a nice palace with maid servants and all opulence. So he was like king, you understand? Same also we say like that. Those who are great swamis, like six Goswamis in Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six Goswamis, you understand? They were also observing very strict, austere life. They were observing. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are very, very elevated persons. They were like kings. Asesa Mandala Patin, it is said. Asesa Mandala Patin, Tektva Turnam, Kaupina Kanthasritav. In Sara Goswami Astaka, you may know it. They were asesa mandala patin, like kings. They were ministers, prime ministers, chief ministers, revenue ministers in the court of Fusensa, you understand? And they were born in a very aristocratic family, Brahmin family. And they were very learned scholars. They have knowledge. They know many languages. They are very, very proficient in Sanskrit, in Parsi, in Arabic. Many languages, very, very intelligent persons. They had much wealth also. They look very nice, very bodily. Teacher was very nice. What not? But they gave up everything. Taktva tirnam tutsabat. Like, these are unnecessary things, insignificant. They kicked them off, all these things. Bhutva dina ganesakau kaupina kanthasvidau. They became dina. Dina means, what do you mean by that? Dina? Distressed, very poor. You understand? You can understand? Dina, dina means distressed, very poor, was nothing in this material world is dina. Bhutta dina ganesakau kaupina kanthasritau. They gave up their royal garments, they put on only kaupina and kanthi. You understand? Only kaupina and kanthi. Do you understand? Nothing else. Do you understand? They voluntarily accepted. Here Srila Prabhupada said, one should voluntarily accept. Voluntarily accepting some penance and difficulties, one should take less food and less liquid. Voluntarily. Voluntarily accept. Nobody forced them. Voluntarily they accepted. Such a state. Do you understand? And leading very distressed life, apparently. Apparently, externally, one may see that they are leading very, very poor life, distressed life, dina. They have nothing. But, do you know, they are the emperor of the emperors, great kings. Do you understand? Great kings, great emperors. Maharaj, we say Maharaj. Maharaj means great king, Maharaj. Even the great kings, emperors, they used to go there, pay obeisances. Dandavat Maharaj, Dandavat. They pay obeisances because they are Maharajas. And apparently, they are so distressed, dina, they have nothing material, no material opulence, no material asset, nothing. But how? How are they so great, and how are they as Maharajas? Maharaj means great, king means was great material opulence, material power, material fame, name, prestige. This is Maharaj, this kingdom, empire. But they are nothing. Why? Why they are called Maharajas? Why? Huh? Yes? They have renounced worldly affairs. So why shall we call them Maharaj? We shall call them a renunciate. Do you understand? We may call them a renunciate, great renunciate. But why Maharaj? Why? Yes? What is he says? That means you say that if someone will become Vaishnava, he'll become Maharaj? Then, yes, different wealth. Yes, what is that wealth? Krishna. Material wealth is no wealth at all. Do you understand? It's temporary, abhyanta vanta. Bhagavad Gita says everything, all arrangement, everything in this material world is temporary. There's a beginning and an end. Do you understand? You'll find something today, and next day you'll find it's gone now. And jahi sanspasa bhoga dukkha jona yoyevate abhyanta vanta kauntaya na te sura mate buddha. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says this thing. This material enjoyment, sanspasa bhoga, is no enjoyment at all. Dukkha jonaya is the source of unlimited misery. Its outcome is misery. Is it a very good thing? Because outcome is misery. Temporary enjoyment and outcome is unlimited misery. Dukkha jonaya, adhyanta vanta is temporary. It has beginning and end. Na tesu ramate buddha. Those who are wise men, learned persons, they don't take interest in it. They don't aspire for it. Do you understand? Also you'll find Mahaprabhu's teaching, Srimad Mahaprabhu has said, na dhanam, na dhanam, na sundarim kavitamba jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani sure bhavatad bhakti rahit kitvai. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Isn't it? Nādhanaṁ, nādhanaṁ, nāsundariṁ kavitāmbā jagadīśa kāmaye mamā janmani janmani śvare bhavatād bhakti rahe tukitvai. This is prayer offered to Krishna. O Lord, O jagadīśa, O Master of the universe, O Lord of the universe, I don't ask anything from you. Nādhanaṁ, nādhanaṁ, nāsundariṁ kavitāṁ. I don't want any material wealth from you. Ask for it. No janam, no material follower. I don't want no sundarin kavitang. I don't want to enjoy beautiful woman. No liberation also. Janmani, janmani swari, bhavatad bhakti rahetuki tvai. Only I want this thing. Ahetuki bhakti, causeless bhakti, unalloyed devotion. Only I want this thing. Nothing else. All the mahajanas, those who come, in this disciplic succession of Srimad Mahaprabhu, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they all have said this thing. Even that is the pure devotee. One who develops unalloyed devotion unto Krishna, he never wants anything else. You are reciting Damdarashtaka, isn't it? What is it? What is said there? O Damodar, I don't want anything. The same thing, Mahaprabhu said. No material wealth, no material fame, name, prestige, no material enjoyment, isn't it? Prema bhakti sokyame prayaccha. Only give me that prema bhakti, isn't it? You are reciting, isn't it? Only you give me, grant me that prema bhakti. Nothing else. If you can have that prema bhakti, then you'll become Maharaj, Raja of the Rajas, King of the Kings, Emperor of the Emperors. You can get everything. That become Maharaj. That is Mahaprabhu's prayer. I am eternally the servant of Krishna. Jivar swarupa hoy Krishner nitya das. That's your real identification. You are eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is your eternal master, and you are his eternal servant. The servant's duty is to serve the master and please him, isn't it? Here, in the material world, you'll find all are servants of Maya, isn't it? All are servants of Maya, all are serving Maya. Bipale sevinu, krupana durjana ଚପଳ ସୁଖ ଲବ ଲାଗିରେ, ବିଫଳ ସେ ବି କୃପଣ ଦୁର୍ଜନ ଚପଳ ସୁଖ ଲବ ଲାଗିରେ। ୟୁ ସି ଚପଳ ସୁଖ ଫ୍ଲିଟିଂ ପ୍ଲେଜର, ଫ୍ଲିଟିଂ ଏନ୍ଜୟମେଣ୍ଟ, ଟେମ୍ପରାରୀ ଏନ୍ଜୟମେଣ୍ଟ, ଫର୍ ଟେମ୍ପରାରୀ ମେଟେରିଆଲ ଏନ୍ଜୟମେଣ୍ଟ, ଟେମ୍ପରାରୀ ମେଟେରିଆଲ ହାପିନେସ୍ ଅର୍ ପ୍ଲେଜର, ଅଲ୍ ଆର୍ ସର୍ଭିଂ କୃପଣ ଦୁର୍ଜନ। ଦୁର୍ଜନ ମିନ୍ସ ୱିକେଡ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃପଣ ମାଇଜର୍ସ, ଇଜେଣ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍? ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ହାଭ୍ ଆକ୍ସେପ୍ଟେଡ୍ ଏନି ସର୍ଭିସ, ଗଭର୍ଣ୍ଣମେଣ୍ଟ ସର୍ଭିସ୍ ଅର୍ ଏନି ଅଦର ସର୍ଭିସ, ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଆର୍ ଦେ ଡୁଇଂ? ଦେ ଆର୍ ସର୍ଭିଂ କୃପଣ ଦୁର୍ଜନ, ମାଇଜର୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱିକେଡ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ସ। ୱାଇ? ଚପଳ ସୁଖ ଲାଭ ଲାଗି, ଓନ୍ଲି ଫର୍ ଦିସ୍ ଫ୍ଲିଟିଂ ପ୍ଲେଜର୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ସର୍ଭିଂ ଦିସ୍ ୱିକେଡ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଦୁର୍ଜନସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ କ୍ରିପଣସ୍। ୟୁ ଆର୍ ସଚ୍ ଆନ୍ ଅନ୍ଇଣ୍ଟେଲିଜେଣ୍ଟ ପର୍ସନ୍, ଫୁଲିଶ ପର୍ସନ୍, ୱାଇ ଆର୍ ୟୁ ଡୁଇଂ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍? ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଇଟର୍ନାଲ ସର୍ଭାଣ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ, କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଇଟର୍ନାଲ ମାଷ୍ଟର୍, ଆଣ୍ଡ ୟୋର୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ୱାନ୍ ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଇଜ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଟୁ ସର୍ଭ କୃଷ୍ଣ। ଭଗବତାଦ ଭକ୍ତି ରହିତ ହୁଏ, ୱାଇ ଆର୍ ୟୁ ଡୁଇଂ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍? ସୋ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଫର୍ସ ଦିସ୍ ପ୍ରେୟାର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଟିଚର୍ସ, ଦାସ କରି ବେତନ ମୋରେ ଦେହ ପ୍ରେମ ଧନ, ଓଲା କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଦାସ, ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ୟୋର୍ ସର୍ଭେଣ୍ଟ, ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ଏନ୍ଗେଜ୍ ମି ଇନ୍ ୟୋର୍ ସର୍ଭିସ, ମେକ୍ ମି ୟୋର୍ ଦାସ, ମେକ୍ ମି ୟୋର୍ ସର୍ଭେଣ୍ଟ, ଆଇ ମଷ୍ଟ ସର୍ଭ ୟୁ, ଆଇ ମଷ୍ଟ ୱାର୍କ ଫର୍ ୟୁ। ଇଫ୍ ସମ୍ ୱାର୍କର ୱାର୍କସ୍, ହି ଗେଟ୍ ସମ୍ ରେମୁନରେସନ୍, ଇଜ୍ଣ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍? ସୋ ଆଇ ଆମ୍, ଆଇ ମଷ୍ଟ ୱାର୍କ ଫର୍ ୟୁ, ସୋ ଆଇ ମଷ୍ଟ ହାଭ୍ ସମ୍ ରେମୁନରେସନ୍। ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆର୍ ରେମୁନରେସନ୍? ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆର୍ ରେମୁନରେସନ୍? ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ରେମୁନରେସନ୍? ଦାସ କରି ବେତନ ମୋର ଦେହ ପ୍ରେମ ଧନ, ଆଇ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଏନି ମେଟେରିଆଲ ରେମୁନରେସନ୍, ଓ ଲର୍ଡ ଆଇ ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ମେକ୍ ମି ୟୋର୍ ଦାସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଗିଭ୍ ମି ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରେମୁନରେସନ୍, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଧନ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱେଲ୍ଥ ଅଫ୍ ଲଭ୍, ପ୍ରେମ ଧନ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ରିଅଲ୍ ୱେଲ୍ଥ, ଇଜ୍ଣ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍? ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ହାଭ୍ ଗଟନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେଲ୍ଥ, ଦେ ଆର୍ ରିଅଲ୍ ମହାରାଜସ୍, ଇଜ୍ଣ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍? ରିଅଲ୍ ମହାରାଜସ୍। ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟୋରି ୱାଜ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର୍। ୱାନ୍ସ ଏ ପୁଅର୍ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମିନ୍ ଇନ୍ କାଶି, ଦେର୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ପୁଅର୍ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମିନ୍ ଇନ୍ କାଶି, ୱାଜ୍ ଭେରି ଭେରି ପୁଅର୍, ହେ ନୋ ୱେଲ୍ଥ ଆଟ୍ ଅଲ୍। ସୋ ହି ୱର୍ସିପ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଶିବ ଇନ୍ କାଶି, ବିଶ୍ୱେଶ୍ୱର ଇନ୍ ଶିବ ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର୍, ହି ୱର୍ସିପ୍ଡ, ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲର୍ଡ ଶିବ ଇଜ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଆଶୁତୋଷ। ଭେରି କ୍ୱିକ୍ଲି, ଇମିଡିଏଟ୍ଲି ହି ବିକମ୍ ସାଟିସ୍ଫାଏଡ୍, ଲର୍ଡ ଶିବ। ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଅଫର୍ ଏ ବେଲ୍ ଲିଫ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଲିଟିଲ୍ ଗ୍ୟାଞ୍ଜେସ୍ ୱାଟର୍ ଇଫ୍ ପସିବଲ୍, ଓଂ ନମଃ ଶିବାୟ, ଜଷ୍ଟ ସେ, ଲର୍ଡ ଶିବ ବି ଭେରି ମଚ୍ ପ୍ଲେଜ୍ଡ ଆଟ୍ ୱାନ୍ସ, ଇମିଡିଏଟ୍ଲି, ୟେସ୍ ୱାଟ୍ ୟୁ ୱାଣ୍ଟ? ଇମିଡିଏଟ୍ଲି ହି ଆସ୍କ୍ ୟୁ, ୱାଟ୍ ବେନିଫିକ୍ସନ୍ ୟୁ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ମି? ସୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପୁଅର୍ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମିନ୍ was very poor, so he was worshipping Lord Shiva and asked for wealth. I am very poor, O Lord Shiva, give me wealth. Lord Shiva said, all right, you want wealth, you go to Vrindavan. There is Sanatan Goswami in Vrindavan, he has wealth, you go to him and he will give you wealth. So that poor Brahmin came to Vrindavan and also inquired, where is Sanatana Goswami? Where is Sanatana Goswami? People say Sanatana Goswami, he has no definite place, no cottage, no definite place. He lives under a tree, not a definite tree also. Eka eka ratri, eka eka vrukhya tale sayana. Do you understand? Eka eka ratri, eka eka vrukhya tale sayana. He spends only one night under one tree, the next night under next some other tree. No definite, no definite place. Such renunciate, you see, such detached, great vairagya. And Mahaprabhu is very much pleased with this. Mahaprabhu is very much pleased with this. Do you understand? They are so dear devotees of Srimad Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was living in Purushottam Dham, in Utkal Khanda, Jagannath Puri Dham, taking of sannyas. But he ordered Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis to stay in Vrindavan. You understand? You go and stay in Vrindavan. And he stayed in Vrindavan. When someone comes from Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu inquires, how are Sanatana and Rupa and Jiva all Goswami? How are they? You understand? In Chaitanya Charitamrita you'll find, Aniketa duhe bani jato vrukhyo gana Aniketa duhe. You can't recite. Aniketa light, I won't recite. Aniketa duhe bani jato vrukhyo gana eka eka vrukhyo tale eka eka ratri sayana Vipragruhe sthulabhukhya kahamadhukari Suska ruti chana chivaya bhoga pori hori Karoya matra hate kantha chida bahir basa Krishna katha Krishna nama kirtana vedasa Ashta prahara Krishna bhajana chari danda sayani Nama sankirtane seha nahe kona dine Kahu bhakti rasa sastra karaya likhana Chaitanya katha sune kare chaitanya chintana. This is the daily life of the Goswamis mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Aniketa duhe, Srila Rupa and Sri Sanatana. They have no residence, no fixed place to stay. Aniketa. Bane jata vrukhya gana, eka eka vrukhya tale eka eka ratri shayana. They spend one night under one tree, not a definite tree. Different trees. One night and one tree, the next night and the next tree, like that. No definite. Vipragresh thulavitya kahama adhukari. They go out for collecting bhikya. They collect bhikya from Brahmana's house, not from Sudra's house. You understand? Suska ruti chana chivai bhoga parihari. They get only dried pieces of bread and chana. You know chana? Some nuts. You understand? Suska roti chana, dried pieces of bread and some chana, they get. They just eat it and drink the water of Jamuna river. Yes, this is their food. You understand? Suska roti chana chivai bhoga parihari. No material enjoyment. They have given up all material enjoyment. Karoya matra hate kantha chida bahirvasa. Only one water pot. Do you understand? They had only one water pot and their garment is a, what do you say, rotten, tattered, rotten and tattered kantha. Do you understand? Do you know kantha? Some rotten cloths, tattered cloths, sewn together, some thick one, is known as kantha. Do you understand? We say it kantha. Some kantha chida bahirvasa. Is rotten, tattered kantha. They are bahirvasa. They are one kaupin and this bahirvasa. Outer garment. Finished. Krishna katha, Krishna nama, nartana ullas. Always speaking Krishna katha, Krishna kirtan, dancing, chanting. You understand? So happy. Ashta prahara Krishna bhajana chari danda sute. You understand? Ashta prahara. Ashta prahara means is 24 hours. One prahara is 3 hours. You understand? Out of 24 hours, chari dondo. Dondo means is one dondo is 120 part of a prahara. You understand? A few minutes they slide out. And always chanting and dancing and speaking Krishna katha. They were always listening. Nam sankirtane seho nahe kondin. Every day they were doing this nam sankirtan. Kabhu bhakti rasa sa sastra kuroye likha. And sometimes they write down this bhakti rasa sastra books. They have given so much Vaishnava Sastra for us. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Jiva Goswami. চৈতন্য কথা শুনে করে চৈতন্য চিন্তন দে লিসেন টু চৈতন্যস কথা অ্যান্ড হিয়ার অলসো চৈতন্য কথা দিস ইজ দ্য ডেইলি অ্যাক্টিভিটি সো দ্যাট পুয়ার ব্রাহ্মিন এনকোয়ার ফর ইজ সনাতন গোস্বামী দেন someone said, you go and find out, maybe somewhere. So fortunately, he could find out Sanatana Goswami. He was sitting under a tree and doing his bhajan. That poor Brahmin came, prostrated himself, Dandavata Maharaj, I have come from Kashi, Lord Shiva has sent me to you. You have wealth, I am a very poor man, please give me wealth. Sanatana Goswami said, do you see any wealth with me? I am nothing. I have nothing here in this metal. Well, only this water pot, only this I have water pot and this tattered cloth, kantha. What wealth I have? What shall I give you? Can't you see? Have you no eyes? No. Lord Shiva said, you have wealth. Does Lord Shiva tell lie? No. Lord Shiva says, yes, you have wealth. Then he thought of, oh, Lord Shiva said, oh. Oh, yes, 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 yes. One day I was going to take bath in early in the morning river Jamuna. That day, that parsimony, that torch stone touched my feet. That's very bad day. That's very, very bad day. Oh. I just kicked it off. I have buried it under the sand there. You understand? In the shore, bank of Jamuna. Immediately I took bath in Jamuna River, chanted Hare Krishna, such a bad day. This thing touched my feet. Such invaluable, wonderful stone, if you just touch a piece of iron to it, that iron will be transformed into gold. Such a stone, sparsh mani. Huh? Do you want such a stone? Oh yes, he wants. Yes, then you touch everything and become so much gold. Do you understand? Baba, the gold will never give you happiness. No. You know, there was a story. Huh? There was a king, his name was Mr. Das. Me Das, Mr. Das. You understand? Yes. He also worshipped some demigod like Lord Shiva and prayed for that. Please give me this benediction to whom, to any object or any person to whom I will touch, it will turn into gold. He got it. Lord Shiva gave that benediction. All right. Whomsoever you touch, you must transform into gold. He was so happy. When he came running and tossed all the trees and creepers in his garden, all became transformed into gold. Golden garden. Golden trees, golden creepers. You understand? So he became so hungry. She asked her queen, bring food for me, rice, dal, sabji, I'll eat. The queen brought very good dishes. As soon as he touched the rice, that turned into gold. The sabji, that turned into gold. The water, that turned into gold. So he couldn't eat anything or he couldn't drink also. So thirsty, so hungry. Eat gold, eat gold. You want that benediction, eat gold. And he had a, you see, little daughter, like that boy, old daughter. And that daughter came laughing to her father and touched the daughter and turned into a gold statue. Daughter turned into a gold statue. Then he could understand, oh, what a foolish I am. I asked for this boon, to whomsoever I will touch, will turn into gold. Now I cannot eat, I cannot drink, I have no daughter in this gold statue. Then he again went to that Lord Shiva. Please, Lord Shiva, take back this boon from me. Take back this boon. You want for it? So Sanatana Goswami says, that is a very bad day. And that stone touched my feet. I have put it there. You go and get it. You just touch it with a piece of iron, it will immediately turn into gold. So that Brahmin became very happy. He went there and exhibited the sand and got the touch stone. And he had taken a piece of iron in his pocket and tossed it, and immediately turned into gold. So, very invaluable, wonderful stone it is. I got it by the mercy of Lord Shiva. Then he thought of, Sanatana Goswami said, it is a very bad day. And he kicked it up. Can anybody kick it up? You cannot, you say. You are aspiring for it. Nobody can kick it up. Sanatana Goswami kicked it up. It's a very bad day. No. He must have some more valuable wealth than this. He must have. Otherwise, he couldn't have kicked it up. I must want that thing. So he came back to Sanatana Goswami and said, Maharaj Dandavat, but I was thinking, you said that's a very bad day and you kicked it up. This invaluable stone, nobody can kick it up. You must have some more valuable wealth you have, definitely. Otherwise you couldn't have kicked it up. I want that wealth. I want that wealth. Sanatana Goswami, you want that wealth? Oh, yes. If you want that wealth, you have to kick it off. And you have it and you cannot have that wealth. First kick it off. Then I'll give it the other wealth. And by the association of Sanatana Goswami, this is sadhu krupa. This is the mercy of a sadhu like Sanatana Goswami. You understand? He has developed some detachment, vairagya. So he immediately kicked it off, that tough stone. Then Sanatana Goswami was very much pleased. Now he has developed vairagya. You understand? And also we'll find Lord Shiva, Vaishvavanangabhasambhu. Lord Shiva is also a Vaishnava. Yes. Lord Shiva Vaishnavananda Dasamu. Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnava also. Do you understand? Lord Shiva has two types of krupa, mercy. Do you know?
Two types of...
Mercy, krupa.
Oh,
yes. Do you know it? No. Sakapada krupa, akapada krupa. Do you understand? Lord Shiva and his wife Durga Devi has also two types of krupa. Sakavata krupa, akavata krupa. Mercy with duplicity is sakavata krupa. And akavata, mercy without duplicity, pure mercy. Two types of krupa Lord Shiva has. Because demons go to Lord Shiva. They ask for this material wealth, enjoyment, and Lord Shiva gives them. That is mercy with duplicity. All right, you get it and you be finished. Lord Shiva has a trident in his hand, trident. Isn't it? Have you seen? All right, you demon, you want material enjoyment, material wealth. All right, I grant you, tathastu. Okay, but you should be prepared to have this first. The trident. You understand? This is Sakapata Krupa. Mercy with duplicity. Vaishnavas, devotees also worship Lord Shiva as a Vaishnava. Vaishnavanangata Sambhu. And devotees, they never ask for any material wealth or enjoyment. They ask for Krishna Bhakti. You are such a great Vaishnava. You have developed Krishna Bhakti. Please grant us. gopis worship Lord Shiva. You'll find that Shiva temple is there in the middle of Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavana Majha. This Gopeshwara Mahadev temple is there, Shiva temple is there in Vrindavan, and gopis, they worshipped Lord Shiva. They asked for this one. Let Krishna be our husband. Please grant us this one. Let Krishna be our husband. And Krishna became their husband. So, Vaishnavas also worship Shiva and ask for this akapata krupa. Krupa, mercy, without duplicity. Only Krishna bhakti. And Shivaji also granted that thing. So, by the association of Sanatana Goswami, that Brahmin, poor Brahmin, developed at Asma, Vairagya. Also, the krupa of Sambhu, the Vaishnava, was a great Vaishnava like Sambhu also. He has got talk about krupa. So he could develop that Vairagya. He immediately threw it up. Then Sanatana Goswami was very much pleased. Alright, you want that wealth? Yes, I have this wealth. Take this name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is the wealth I have. And this name will give you all wealth. Na nama sadrusam dhanam, na nama sadrusam jnanam, na nama sadrusam tapah. Do you understand? The Naam, the holy name, is all wealth. There is no wealth as good as holy name. There is no knowledge as good as holy name. There is no austerity, tapasya, as good as holy name. Do you understand? The name can give you everything, everything. Do you understand? And that is Premdhana, Mukhya Pathe, Jiva Paya, Krishna Premadhana. The last evening I was telling you. Mukhya Pathe, Jiva Paya, Krishna Premadhana. This is the chief result, Mukhya Pada, of chanting this holy name of Krishna, this Premdhana. You get this Premdhana. Dhana means wealth, the Prem. That you are chanting by offering prayers to Lord Damodar. Oh, Damodar, I don't want anything. Tasyame prema bhakti prayatsa. Please give me that prema bhakti. I don't want anything, isn't it? This is the only prayer of the Vaishnavas. And that will give everything. You understand? And that stone, touch stone, sparsamani, was again and again coming to Sanatana Goswami. Again and again coming. He was kicking it up and it was coming. He was kicking it up and it was coming. Why? Why? Do you know? Mahaprabhu had ordered four things. Mahaprabhu had ordered four things to do to the Goswamis. Do you know it? Do you know it? What four things? Mahaprabhu ordered the Goswamis to do. Huh? Don't you know? Yes? Huh? Huh? Number one? Then? Other three? No, it's only spoke one. Only spoke one. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu ordered four things. Write books and Krishna Bhakti. That will chant it. Bhakti Shastra Likhana. Do you understand? Exhibit, uncover the places of the pastimes of, places related to the pastimes of Lord Krishna. You understand? You uncover it. It's going to be lost. You understand? Second. Third thing, seva prakas. Then you build temple, establish deities and teach people how to serve Krishna. You understand? Then, fourth one, Vaishnava Sadachara Sikhya. Teach Vaishnava etiquette. You understand? Vaishnava Sadachara. These are four. You understand? So Sanatana Goswami has written that very big book, Hari Bhakti Vilasa. All Vaishnava Sadachar, he has compiled there. That was Mahaprabhu's order. Then some Goswamis, and they were engaged in these activities. So Sanatana Goswami had to exhibit that Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. Do you understand? Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. And those two kundas are going to be lost. When Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, he asked the people of Vrindavan, where is Radha Kunda, where is Shyam Kunda? People couldn't say. People couldn't say. 5,000 years ago, you see. Yeah? Where is Radha Kunda, where is Shyam Kunda? People couldn't say. It's going to be lost. But Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He knows. Where is Radha Kunda, where is Shyam Kunda? And that those two kundas, they were turned into this cultivating land at that time. Like Laguri Prabhu is cultivating land, growing corn, you see. And there's some, this, some deep land, you see. Some, and little water was there, just side by side. So Mahaprabhu went there and took his bath and said, this is Radha Kunda, this is Shyam Kunda, Mahaprabhu said. And other Sanatana, you exacerbate it. So Lakshmi is required to do this thing. Do you understand? Lakshmi is required. So therefore that tough tone was coming again and again to Sanatana Goswami. Because that, and those things will be done. So he gave that stone to one of his followers, Grihastha follower, all right, you take it and do this work. Now you go and see there. Our nice Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, nice temples, nice building. That's Sanatana Goswami did it. You understand? Therefore it was coming. But they never utilized it for their own enjoyment. Everything. Then utilized. Service to Krishna. Look at Krishna smiling. Krishna is smiling. This is, you understand? So that invaluable stone was tossing his feet, was kicking and coming. Is it not a Maharaj? Is it not a Maharaj? Do you understand how they are Maharaj? They have got such wealth. And they have given up all, everything. Become Dina. Unless you become Dina, you cannot do Krishna Bhajan, Baba. No, you cannot see Krishna, you cannot develop your bhakti towards Krishna, cannot. To Krishna Bhajan. Therefore Kunti Devi had that prayer. Janmeshwar jasuta sri vir edhamana madapuman naivarati abhidhatum vaitam akinchana gocharam nam akinchana vittaya nibruta gunavrittai. Third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, prayers of Kunti Devi. Do you know it? Very nice prayer. Janmeshwar jasuta sri vir edhamana madapuman naivarati abhidhatum vaitam akinchana gocharam. She offered the prayer Krishna to Krishna. Janma aishwarya sruta sri edhamana madha develops pride. If someone is born in an aristocratic family, high family, he is very proud by nature, isn't it? An aishwarya, if someone has material of opulence, enough opulence, is by nature very proud. It develops pride. Sruta, if someone has achieved, acquired some degrees from universities, MA, PhD, doctorate, like that, great scholar, Munden scholarship, by nature, he is very proud, isn't it? That case of Kashmiri, you see, when Nimai Pandit in Grihastha Leela crushed the pride of case of Kashmiri, was so proud by acquiring the mundane knowledge. Isn't it? It's by nature. Janma, Aishwarya, Sruta, Sri. Sri means bodily feature, nice bodily feature, looking very nice. Then say, that develops pride. That will never make you Dina. No. Develop pride. ജന്മ ഐശ്വര്യസ്ഥ ശ്രീവിര യഥമാനമദപുമൻ നൈവഹത്യവിധാതു വൈത്തോ അകിഞ്ചന ഗോചരം. ലോർഡ് കൃഷ്ണ, യു ആർ ഓൺലി സീൻ ബൈ അകിഞ്ചന, ദോസ് ഹു ഹാവ് നത്തിങ് ഓഫ് ദിസ് ടൈപ്പ്, ഇറ്റ്സ് എ വെരി വെരി പൂവർ ഡിസ്ട്രെസ്ഡ് ഡിവൈഡ് ഓഫ് ജന്മ ഐശ്വര്യസ്ഥ ശ്രീ. യു ഗിവ് ദം ദർശനം, ദേ സീ യു, ദേ ഹാവ് യു. യു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്? സോ these Goswamis, they gave up, kicked up everything. They had everything. They were born in, as I told you, high aristocratic Brahmin family, very learned personalities. They have enough material opulence, good-looking persons. They gave up everything. Chakta turnam tuchhavata bhutva dhina ganesakau kaupina kanthasvitau. They become dhina. So they get Krishna. Madan Gopal himself came to Sanatana Goswami. Oh Baba, I want to live with you. You understand? Madan Gopal. You know Madan Gopal? Krishna. Oh Baba, I want to live with you. Oh, why do you live with me? You are the son of Nanda Maharaj, great king. What will you eat if you live with me? I eat only shushka chana roti, shushka roti chana, dried bread, some pieces of dried bread and chana. What will you eat? You are the king's son. I'll eat that what you are eating. No, you go back to your father, his king, giving so much opulent. You don't, please, don't come. No, Baba, I'll leave with you. You understand? So in that night, in the dream, Sanatana Goswami saw that Madan Gopal has come. Madan Gopal has come. So as soon as he opened the door of his cottage, he found that deity was standing there, Madan Gopal. Deity was standing. You understand? So, no place, only a very humble cottage made up of these leaves of the trees. He installed that deity in that cottage and just offering dried pieces of bread and chana, and sometimes collect some this sack from the forest and just boils it, no salt at all. So Madan Gopal says, oh Sanatana Goswami, you are giving me saltless sack, don't you put some salt? Aha! I have no money to go and bring salt for you. I was telling you, you are a king's son, why are you coming to me? You should eat it. I have no time, I have no money to go and bring salt for you. So Madan Gopal was so happy to have it. Saltless sack and dried pieces of bread and chana. Today also, if you go to that mandir, Madan Mohan Mandir is there, temple is there in Vrindavan. Have you seen it? Have you seen? Yes, still there, deity, and this is offered to him, this shushka roti and chana. Dry pieces of bread and chana is also offered there. You'll find it, it's prasad, Madan Mohan's prasad. You understand? But Sanatana Goswami was very unhappy that he could not give nice dishes to Madan Gopal. He was very unhappy. You understand? Very, very unhappy. And Madan Gopal could understand, yes, Sanatana Goswami is very unhappy. He can do everything, Madan Gopal, yes, supreme will. You understand? Supreme will. Once, a very great, wealthy merchant came. You understand? Who had business, many parts of the country, you see. Unfortunately, his vessel stuck into the sand there in Jamuna River. He tried his best to sink it, couldn't. So people, he was desperate. So people said, you please go to Sanatana Goswami, great Maharaj is there. If you can get his mercy, your vessel would very easily go to the Jamuna River. So he went to Sanatana Goswami, paid prostrate at Dandavat Maharaj, Dandavat. I am in a great distress, danger. Will you please help me? My vessel is stuck in the sand of Jamuna River. I pushed and pushed. I engaged so many men. Still they couldn't. Will you please? Ah! What shall I do? Go! Tell him. Tell him. Madan Gopal. Tell Madan Gopal. What shall I do? I can't do anything. You tell him. Go and tell him. He went to Madan Gopal. Head was straight. Oh, Madan Gopal, please have mercy on me. The profit I will make this time out of business, I will give you everything to you. Everything to you. Please, let my vessel be pushed into the Jamuna River. So in the evening, great storm, torrential rain came, and this vessel was pushed into in the middle of the river. Then that merchant went out, did nice profit. He had never earned such profit in throughout his life. Then he came back and gave all wealth to Madan Gopal. He built a nice temple. That temple you can see it here now in Vrindavan. And he became a servant of Sanatana Goswami. Maharaj, please accept me as your servant. I have no desire now to own this material world. I will serve you, serve Madan Gopal. This is not no Maharaj, not Maharaj. You see, though outwardly apparently dino, distressed, but such wealth. Crores and crores of rupees. That the value of that temple will be crores and crores of rupees nowadays. How could they do it? And no wealth. But they are dino. Maharaj. And this is the thing. He has said. You understand? And they are doing such tapasya, living such life, undergoing such austerity. You understand? Residing under the shade of a tree, one spending one night in one tree, and just collecting some diksha from Brahmin house, dried bread, Suska Rodi, Chana, drinking Jamuna River, few minutes sleep. Such austerity. You understand? Unless you have such austerity, how can you have Madan Gopal, Krishna? But nowadays, in this Kali Yuga, you cannot do such austerity. Mahaprabhu has given you very easy austerity. Very easy austerity. Just you observe this austerity. You understand? Because unless one do penance and austerity, unless one become dino, he cannot have the darshan of Madan Gopal, Krishna. That's a necessity. Demons also, they undergo very severe austerity and do penance also, isn't it? Demons. Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Hiranyakya, Hiranyakashipu. Oh, the flesh of their body were eaten by white ants. Became ant hill. Such penance, such a severe austerity they underwent. But what for? For getting material enjoyment, opulence, name fame. Not for Krishna. But only purpose, the only purpose of austerity tapasya is to get Krishna. Then Srimad Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Dattapasyasi kaunteya tatkuruswa madarpanam aparyavi resolved for tapasya to me. Do you understand? Am I getting late? You are all bored? No? Living. All right, let me finish it very soon. Tapasya is meant for this, to get Krishna, of Krishna. That is the only purpose of tapasya. But if you undergo tapasya, but cannot go get Krishna, then what is the necessity of tapasya? Is there any necessity? Therefore, my grand guru, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaja said, Aradhito jadi hari tapasa tato kim? Naradhito jadi hari tapasa tato kim? Antarbahi jadi hari tapasa tato kim? Nantarbahi jadi hari tapasa tato kim? Do you understand? Aradhito jadi hari tapasa tato kim? If Lord Hari is being worshipped, then what is the need of tapasya? Because that is the purpose of tapasya. Naradhito jadi hari tapasa tato kim? If Lord Hari is not worshipped, then what is the need of tapasya? Do you understand? Antarbahi jadi hari tapasa tato kim? If you can see Lord Hari with deen and without, then what is the need of tapasya? Nantarbahi jadi hari tapasa tato kim? If you cannot see Lord Hari with deen and without, then what is the need of tapasya? Do you understand? This is stated in Narada Pancharatra. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami quotes it. This is the only need of tapasya. And Devahuti underwent such severe tapasya and asked only to get Krishna. Thank you very much. So, any question? Yes?
Maharaj, you gave a lot of examples of great sages who performed tapasya.
Yes.
Devahuti, she was performing tapasya, the six Goswamis.
Yes.
But these are all eternal associates of the Supreme Lord, practically speaking.
Yeah.
So, where is the example of jivas like ourselves who are performing such austerities? You're that giving the greatest example.
Yes,
how can we imitate?
Listen to me. I tell you this thing. Tapasya is required, therefore Krishna says, Krishna gives this instruction to all conditioned souls. Dattapasyasi tatkuruswa madarpanam. Offer the result of tapasya to me. You understand? So Mahaprabhu gave very easy tapasya for us. You cannot undergo such severe austerity nowadays. No. You have very short span of life. Prayanal payusa kalavasmin yuge jana. It's Kali Yuga. Sinful activity is rampant. Though lifespan is 100 years, but how many are living for 100 years? Tell me. Very, very few. Lifespan is being reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced due to this sinful activity. You understand? Alpayusaha manda sumanda matayo manda bhajyahi upadruta. Everything bad. Bhagyamanda, your bad fortune. Memory, bad. Intelligence, bad. Everything bad. So many disturbances, upadruva. What tapasya you do? You understand? You can do such tapasya. So Mahaprabhu gave very easy tapasya. No fish eating, meat eating, no onion, garlic. Don't give tasty food to your tongue. You understand? This is great tapasya. Only eat prasad. You understand? Of course! Krishna is very nice dishes. Laddu, rasgulla, gulab jam, kheer. So many varieties. Palav, khichdi, so many sabji, so many cakes. Oh, Krishna eats so much nice dishes. Oh, I'll eat it. Give me more rasgulla, more rasgulla, more gulab jam, more kheer. I'll eat it. No, Baba, no. You have to undergo tapasya, Baba. Tapasya. Do you understand? So in 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita you'll find yukta hara viharascha yukta sopna babodhascha yoga bhavati dukkha. Krishna says this thing. Yukta hara viharascha yukta sopna babodhascha yoga bhavati dukkha. You should not be very greedy to eat all these things. Very little, whatever required, just take it. As we have this principle. Those who are sadhakas, those who are under sadhana, doing tapasya. Is tapasya Kali Yuga that I say? Is not going, retiring to any secluded place and sitting in a mountainous cave and just eating air. No, no such tapasya. It's recommended in this mid Kali Yuga, no? You eat prasad only, not fish eating, no meat eating, no onion, garlic, no intoxication, no tea, coffee. You understand? No wine, bar, don't go to bar. No illicit sex, no gambling, no TV, no cinema, no theater, no nude club, dancing nude with the nude girls, no? This is tapasya. This is tapasya for Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu has given. And as for eating, we have this principle. All right, you think you can eat all this full plate with laddus, with gulab jams, kheer, nice rice, dal, sabji. Make it half. Make it half. Make it half, Baba, half. First, drink one glass of water, fill some portion of the stomach with first water. Then you cannot eat more. Like the half plate, then you eat some portions of it. And then drink another glass of water and fill the water, stomach. And make 25% of your stomach empty. This is tapasya. You understand? This tapasya, Mahaprabhu has given these four regulatory principles. If you can follow it very strictly, observe it, follow strictly, and under the guidance of a bona fide Vaishnava Acharya, if you can engage yourself in Krishna's loving service, exert yourself like an ass. Gardhavir matvami kari parisram. Ass is toiling so hard. The ass. You toil so hard for Krishna, for His service. Do you understand? Abha, the result of labor to Krishna under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual. That is tapasya. Do you understand? That is tapasya. What arrangement Krishna has given, just accept it. Don't complain. Krishna has given me such arrangement. Oh yes, to sleep on the floor. Yes, this is winter. Yes, Krishna has made this thing. I have to lie down here. All right, nothing is there. All right. These mats are just put on your body. That tapasya. You understand? This tapasya. And you should undergo tapasya under the guidance of bona fide acharya, not whimsically, like a demon. Hiranyakya, Hiranyakasva, Ravana. You should not do. Because our purpose of tapasya is to please Krishna. You understand? This tapasya. Thank you. All right? Yes?
Yes?
In the beginning you were saying Sanatana, they are Maharajas, and we have to perform tapasya for Krishna.
Yeah.
But in the beginning we may be thinking, you become famous, you become...